Right to end your life. Do you have any rights? Is your physical activity enough to make a difference in the quality of life, in your health, in your longevity? This has been my question for quite some time. If you have this question, you, like myself, have some barriers. Time, laziness, weakness, or pain. As it is in my case. I am 73 years old and I have been frail and weak and have struggled with that all my life. Activities that needed me to be on my feet were not liking me. I have some issue. I was born with it. Or have had it a long, long time, and they make being on my feet painful. And, of course, walking or running is the easiest exercise. You don't need equipment. They have been of very limited use to me, even though I live on a dead-end street, next to a park, next to a long steps leading up to the park from another street 100 feet below. I live on a hill. The perfect place to exercise, and many do. But before the pandemic, I went to two exercise classes for oldies like myself, and the varied exercises, the music, the mood helped me through pain. But then it all ended when all group exercises were shut down. My ambition is to be able to run a mile. Is that inside a possibility for me? Yeah, it's possible, but not probable. I remember I was 40, and I couldn't do it. So the question is the exercise I can do going to be enough to keep me as a fighting shape, and enjoy living long, if it is in the cards? Or am I going to be a crippled old biddy needing help from others? This is the question I have posed to one of my clients, who happens to be a specialty trainer, a trainer for people who have some barrier to getting enough exercise. I am reading this book on the right to die. I am in better shape than I was a month ago, but it takes work, and over the winter I was weak as a feather. If I get sick, or the pain will prevent me from doing my work, I don't want to live. I only want to live in an able body, able enough to do my work. Other cultures honor life by not forcing their old people to prolong a life that is meaningless to the old people, the sick people, the depressed people. My mother took things into her own hand. When she felt she was done, she stopped eating, long enough to cause her death. I think she was better off. But modern culture doesn't listen to life. It forces its self-righteous rules about who lives and who is allowed to die on everyone, and no one is allowed to make decisions for themselves. About anything much. 99% of humanity complies with the rules. And makes no decisions for no reason other than they make that decision. My Sunday call is about that. It's both enlightening and terrifying. If you ask me. I may talk about this also in today's office hours. At 2 p.m. No charge. No arguments normally. Unless you do it intelligently. I am not a good debater. It is not one of my skills. But if you wanted to argue, you are welcome to give me a piece of your mind. Here is the link to register. https://www.yourvibration.com/office